Our good friends in the woke media have struck again. And once again, they are going after one of their favorite targets at the worldwide leader in woke. Matter of fact, Pat McAfee, I think, is the only personality at ESPN that gets targeted by deacons at Woke United Methodist. Well, KC, you're being a hypocrite. You often go after Pat McAfee yourself. Well, that's partially true, but I don't attack his character. I don't accuse Pat McAfee of mythical racism. When I talk about Pat McAfee, it is coming from a basis of fact. We talk about the fact that the Pat McAfee show doesn't really fit the culture at ESPN, and we talk about the fact that his ratings are constantly in the pooper. What I don't do, I don't take a segment that was meant to be comedic, I don't take a segment that was meant to be entertaining, and use that segment as an opportunity to further the false narrative that the Pat McAfee show is plagued with mythical racism. Headline at Godawful Announcing, the site that has taken the throne from Deadspin as the most aptly titled media outlet in the country. The description of awful and awful announcing, that cannot be any more accurate. You can make a strong case that describing themselves as awful, that's the only factual information to be found on the site. Headline at Awful Announcing, the Pat McAfee show jokes Keisei Tominaga committed Japanese ritualistic suicide. Unlike their colleagues at CNN, Awful Announcing, they don't seem to be allergic to the truth. They admit in the headline that this was meant to be a joke. They admit throughout the article that the segment was meant to be comedic. Yet, for some reason, Awful Announcing thought they had enough evidence to charge Pat McAfee with a dual violation of the woke commandments. According to Commandment 321, Section 69, broadcasters are not allowed to air segments that are deemed to be in poor taste. Now, who determines whether or not something is done in poor taste? Deacons at Woke United Methodist. Now, the more serious charges filed, the more concerning violation is Pat McAfee violating the first woke commandment, the original, thou shalt not commit mythical racism. Keisei Tominaga, and I apologize if I am mispronouncing his name, it is not intentional. Keisei Tominaga, he is a point guard for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. He transferred to Nebraska in 2021 after competing for 2 years at something called Ranger College. According to their website, Ranger College provides fast, affordable paths to rewarding careers. If you are looking to become a Texas Park Ranger, Ranger College is the college for you. I guess Keisei Tominaga didn't have dreams of becoming a park ranger. He wasn't looking for a future as a WNBA dump diver following Smokey the Bear around the park and swooping the poop so park guests didn't leave the park with a nice surprise on the bottom of their shoe. I guess he had dreams of becoming a real basketball player instead of a pretend basketball player, so he leaves Ranger College to play basketball at Nebraska. Last Friday, Nebraska, they were eliminated from the first round of the tournament by Texas A&M. After the loss, a clip began circulating the internet of this young man crying on the bench. Now, initially, I thought he was crying because this loss meant the end of his basketball career. But as it turns out, he is eligible to return to Nebraska next year. Tominaga, he was simply emotional because his dreams of winning an NCAA championship were over for this season. I mean, who can blame him, right? But yesterday, Pat McAfee and his Boodle buddies, they decided to have a little bit of fun with Keisei Tominaga. There is a segment on the show called The Rumor Mill. It features some dude with man boobs named Boston Connor. At least, I think his name is Boston Connor. In this clip, he is wearing a hard hat that has a name tag that says Donnie. So either his real name is Donnie or he grabbed Donnie's hard hat by mistake when he left Donnie's bed earlier yesterday morning. Apparently, there is a centuries-old ritual in Japanese culture called seppuku or seppuku. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the term, so I will allow scholar Boston Connor, who could possibly be identifying as Donnie, I'll allow him to explain it. Watch for yourself.
Rumor has it our favorite player, Keisei Tominaga, is unfortunately no longer with us. And I'm not saying He's no longer with us because the Nebraska Cornhuskers lost by 50. He actually performed seppuku on himself, stabbed himself through the chest in the heart because he felt as though he brought a dishonor to himself, his family, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Now, that is just what I am hearing at the rumor mill. I have not confirmed yet with the obituary whether or not he's actually
dead. We'll confirm it. He's not dead.
How do you know? Have you talked to Casey Tominaga? Because, Foxy, if you could show him the photos, this guy was so devastated, he actually flew back to Japan to do the seppuku on Mount Fuji.
No, that is not, it's not real.
Me personally, I wasn't falling over with laughter while watching that clip, but I'll give them an E for effort. I mean, at least Pat McAfee and his boys tried to be funny. That's more than I can say about the current trio of huge embarrassing failures hosting shows in late night television. Even though I didn't laugh, I wasn't emotionally triggered by the segment. I didn't experience feelings of pain. I wasn't overcome with agony. Perhaps I need sensitivity training. Maybe I need the assistance of a psychologist at Woke U to help me recognize my white privilege. Because the shit fucks in the woke media, they were able to instantly recognize the racism in that clip. Headline at the Husker Corner: Keisei Tominaga, the butt of Pat McAfee's show, racist and repulsive joke! There were similar headlines at the Sporting News, and of course, the wanker spankers on social media, they were oiling up their palms when they saw this segment. Now, never mind the fact that Keisei Tominaga was one of Pat McAfee's favorite college basketball players this season. To his credit, I haven't seen this young man respond to this. As of the recording of this video, he hasn't utilized the go-to strategy of dump divers in the WNBA and painted himself as the ultimate victim of this painful, brutal violation of the woke commandments. Maybe this young man knows how to take a joke. I don't know. We will see if he responds in the next few days. But what's more interesting about this is how ESPN is going to respond. If you have been following this channel for the last few years, you know how sensitive ESPN is when it comes to racial controversies. Well, let me correct that a little bit. You know how sensitive ESPN gets when it comes to media-created racial controversies. ESPN doesn't mind when someone like Stephen A. Smith accuses the NFL of racism because they didn't hire enough black head coaches. That kind of racial controversy is acceptable at the worldwide leader in woke. But when Stephen A. Smith claimed that Shohei Ohtani couldn't be the face of Major League Baseball because he wasn't fluent in the English language, that got his ass suspended. This could be a similar situation here with Pat McAfee, but to be honest, I don't think ESPN is going to respond to this. Even though some media outlets like Awful Announcing and the Sporting News, along with the sensitive Sams who identify as Pam on social media, even though they are trying to make this into a big deal, most of the mainstream media, they are ignoring the fake outrage. If Karen Phillips was still working at Deadspin, I'm sure he would have prepared a nice shit sandwich accusing Pat McAfee as using his white privilege to pick on the minority basketball player. But unfortunately for Karen, he no longer has a job in the media. If I remember correctly, I think he is scheduled to spend the next few months in a courtroom defending himself in Deadspin against a lawsuit. Because the fake outrage isn't as severe as we have seen in the past, I think ESPN is going to let this slide. But that does not mean ESPN is going to forget about it. My stance on Pat McAfee and his long-term future at ESPN, my stance hasn't changed. There is going to come a point where executives at ESPN start asking themselves, is Pat McAfee worth the trouble? And there could come a point where Pat McAfee is asking himself the same question, is ESPN worth the trouble? This is pure speculation on my part. I have no insider information. I have no contacts inside the worldwide leader in woke. Even though both sides are claiming publicly that everything is all good here, even though ESPN is claiming that it's all rainbows and woke wieners between us and Pat McAfee, even though Pat McAfee himself is claiming that he is in the club with his bosses, who he doesn't refer to as bosses. According to Pat McAfee, he doesn't have a boss, even though he signs the back of the paycheck. Either way, anytime ratings are mentioned, ESPN claims that they hired Pat McAfee to boost their numbers on YouTube. Now, I always found this confusing because ESPN already had over 10 million subscribers before they hired Pat McAfee. How much assistance did they really need? I've said it before, and I'm going to keep saying it. ESPN hired Pat McAfee to draw ratings on linear television. Pat McAfee agreed to join ESPN so he could expand his brand to a new audience, a television audience. And those aren't my words. Those words belong to Pat McAfee. He already had a massive audience here on YouTube. One of the reasons that he agreed to join ESPN, and if I remember correctly, he's making the same amount of money at ESPN that he was making from FanDuel when he was pretty much exclusive to YouTube. So financially, it was kind of like a linear move, but one of the reasons that Pat McAfee joined ESPN was to grow his brand with a mainstream audience. This was supposed to be a mutually beneficial relationship between Pat McAfee and ESPN. The problem is, at least in terms of television ratings, neither side is benefiting. Last Thursday, Pat McAfee drew 198,000 viewers on ESPN, 79,000 in the 18 to 49 demo. Now, to my knowledge, both numbers represent record low ratings. The midnight edition of SportsCenter drew a larger audience. College wrestling drew almost 100,000 viewers more than the Pat McAfee show. Hell, damn near everything on the network last Thursday drew a larger audience than Pat McAfee. And the thing is, it is only going to get worse. Summer is right around the corner. Typically, summer is the slowest time of year for sports radio and television. No one cares about Major League Baseball. People aren't tuning into shows on ESPN to see analytical breakdowns of pretend basketball in the WNBA dump. Ratings tend to dramatically decline in the summer. The problem for Pat McAfee, he wasn't pulling decent ratings during football season. He doesn't have the audience to lose. The last time we talked about his ratings, I told you guys not to be surprised if Pat McAfee was drawing less than 200,000 viewers by, I think it was either June or July. Pat McAfee, he must be driven. He must be a real go-getter. He managed to get that done by the middle of March. It is only going to get worse. And as the controversies continue to pile up, you have to think at some point, executives at ESPN are going to start asking themselves, is it really worth it? Give me your thoughts. Woke media attacks Pat McAfee because he broadcast a comedic segment about Kensei Tamanaga. Unfortunately for the woke media, their fake outrage didn't make it to the mainstream, but it is another small cut between Pat McAfee and ESPN. Will this relationship reach the point where it's no longer worth it for both sides? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.